The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Time for your beauty rest. Get in there. Good night.
Grandpa?
Yeah.
I'm kind of scared about tomorrow.
Are you kidding me? You're going to blow them out of the water. They're not going to know what hit them.
Grandpa?
Yeah.
Am I pretty?
Olive, you are the most beautiful girl in the whole world.
Yeah, you're just saying that.
No, I'm not. I'm madly in love with you. And it's not because of your brains or your personality. It's because you're beautiful. Inside and out.
Grandpa?
What?
I don't want to be a loser.
You're not a loser. Where'd you get the idea you're a loser?
Because Dad hates losers.
Whoa. Back up a minute. You know what a loser is? A real loser is somebody that's so afraid of not winning, they don't even try. Now, you're trying, right?
Yeah.
Well, then you're not a loser. We're going to have fun tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
We can tell them all to go to hell. Good night, sweetie. I love you.
And that was a scene from the movie Little Miss Sunshine. And the reason we're playing it is because we're featuring standout performances by children in this week's edition of Inside Hollywood. The child in this case was a 10-year-old Abigail Breslin and Alan Arkin as her grandfather. I'm joined by pop culture journalist and podcaster Dee Reddy. Dee, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
What a wonderful movie.
What a wonderful movie. What a lovely scene to have chosen from it there as well, because I think, you know, as well as people often remember that film and they remember it so fondly, it really was the performances of Alan Arkin and Abigail Breslin together and their natural chemistry with each other. Like, just any scene with the pair of them in it was just gorgeous.
And she was only 10 and yet she got nominated.
Yeah, well, actually, a lot of the kids we're talking about this morning did actually end up with either nominations or awards for the Oscars, which is quite remarkable. And I think, like, the sort of in choosing the films for this, it wasn't so much, you know, great performances by kids in movies, but movies that aren't for their own age group, movies, you know, that are really very much for an adult audience.
The next one that you've chosen features our own Saoirse Ronan, and this is a wonderful movie, Atonement.
Layla, are you all right? I'm sorry.
Who was it? I saw him.
It was him, wasn't it?
Yes, it was him.
Lola, who was it?
It was Robbie, wasn't it?
Robbie?
You saw him?
Like you said, he's a sex maniac, and you don't even know what happened before dinner. I caught him attacking my sister in the library. I don't know what he'd have done if I hadn't come in.
You actually saw him?
Of course I did, plain as day. I've known him my whole life, and I saw him.
Because I couldn't say for sure.
Well, I can. And I will.
I can and I will.
Oh, wow. She's really remarkable in this. She's only 13 years old, 2007. And I think what's interesting about this one is the same character that she plays is also played by Rama Lagari and Vanessa Redgrave, two fantastic actresses with so many great performances under their belt. And yet, it's so clear when you're watching it, they kind of anchor and root their performances in what Saoirse Ronan does on screen. And she does it so, so well.
And as I say, it's an absolutely brilliant movie and definitely for adults. Now, sometimes child stars vanish after they cease to be children. But in cases like Saoirse Ronan, she went on and is still going on to great things. Another one who went on to great things is Jodie Foster from Taxi Driver.
I mean, what's mad about this one to me, Pat, is that I only realised when I was doing the research for this, Taxi Driver came out in 1975. So it was the same year that Freaky Friday, which is very much a children's film, came out. And to think that she gave those two performances in the same calendar year is mad. She has come out since and has spoken about her experience making it and how even as a 12-year-old reading the script, she thought, wow, they've got to be kidding. I can't play this. Like, this should be a great part for a 21-year-old, but not someone my age. But she was actually the most established career-wise of anyone on set. She'd done more films than Martin Scorsese and indeed Robert De Niro. So she was the most experienced of the three.
Yeah, so here is the child, 12-year-old Jodie Foster and Robert De Niro.
Why do you want me to go back to my parents? I mean, they hate me. Why do you think I split in the first place? There ain't nothing there.
Yeah, but you can't live like this. It's a hell. A girl should live at home.
Didn't you ever hear of women's lib?
What do you mean, women's lib? You're a young girl. You should be at home now. You should be dressed up. You should be going out with boys. You should be going to school. You know, that kind of stuff.
God, are you square?
Hey, I'm not square. You're the one that's square. You're full of man. I'm square. You're the one that's square, man. I don't go screwing with a bunch of killers and junkies the way you do. You call that being hip? What world are you from?
Fantastic. Great performances from the pair of them. And De Niro, relatively inexperienced compared to her.
Yeah, I mean, that's the fascinating thing. And I mean, Jodie Foster is a really interesting character. She's very much kind of carved her own way in the world and in Hollywood. And fair play to her for doing it because, you know, not a lot of child stars are as successful as she's managed to be. Mm.
Now, we won't play another clip, but I want to mention another movie that you've chosen, Leon the Professional.
Yeah, this was in 1994, very much brought Natalie Portman to the world stage. She was only 13 at the time. And she has kind of, I suppose, since and in relation to, you know, to accusations that were made towards Luc Besson more recently, but she has reflected on that role in Leon, which she felt led to her being sexualized at a very young age, and it kind of painted her as a Lolita figure. So she has said since that even though people still love that film and they still ask her about it, she has kind of a complicated relationship with the part and the impact that it had on her in her later teens and early adulthood.
Yeah, she says it's definitely, when you watch it now, it's definitely has some cringy, to say the least, aspects to it. So it's complicated for me, but she just saw herself as a working actress at the time.
Yeah, she really did. She was just someone getting a job done. But she has said that she kind of almost kind of cultivated this quite consciously conservative and super serious way of being in her kind of late teens and early 20s as a result, because she felt that if someone respects you, they're not going to objectify you, which is a really, really interesting take from an interesting woman, I think.
Dee, thank you very much for joining us. Podcaster and pop culture journalist Dee Reddy.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.